This is the Quality News Network. The Federal Reserve cut the key interest rate by 25 basis points today. The cut brings the rate down to 4.5%. 21 men have been found guilty of planning and executing the 2004 Madrid train bombings, which killed 191 and wounded more than 1,800. Many of the victims immediately called for an appeal, saying the sentences were too lenient. Three of the accused were sentenced to thousands of years in jail, but seven were acquitted, including the alleged mastermind. One of the six men charged with plotting to kill soldiers at New Jersey's Fort Dix pleaded guilty today. The 25-year-old supermarket worker admitted that he and another one of the Muslim men provided firearms to the others in the gang. He faces 5 years in prison. For the first time since last month's deadly crackdown, Buddhist monks are again marching, chanting, and praying in the streets of Myanmar. The Turkish Prime Minister says stepped-up military action against Kurdish separatists in Iraq is unavoidable. The Turkish military is continuing to strike militant strongholds for a second week. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Defense Secretary Robert Gates announced that all State Department convoys in Iraq will now be under U.S. military control. It's the latest step as part of an investigation into the shooting deaths of 17 Iraqi civilians involving Blackwater, USA. A meeting of the UN Security Council in Germany is scheduled to take place within the next 2 days in London. The topic? Increased sanctions against Iran for refusing to abandon its uranium enrichment program. The father of a soldier killed in action in Iraq has won an $11 million lawsuit against the Westboro Baptist Church of Kansas. Its members routinely picket military funerals with signs depicting their belief that the Iraq war is punishment from God to a nation that tolerates homosexuality. The award was for emotional distress, invasion of privacy, and compensatory damages. In Southern California, authorities say one of last week's devastating fires was ignited by a boy playing with matches. The blaze destroyed 38,000 acres and 21 homes. You're listening to the Quality News Network, Science and Business, next.
Huelhauser talks to customers of First National, South Valley, and San Benito Banks, local members of the network of preferred community banks.
We're here to talk with people about their local banking.
So what do you look for when you decide where you're going to put all your millions?
Well, I haven't printed up enough to put it in the bank yet, but I guess for convenience, and pretty much it's like a grocery market. You get to meet the people there, and you build a little rapport with some of them.
You know, it's a local bank, but it's part of a network of local banks that give you big bank services.
Everything that I need as far as banking is concerned, they have it. Online banking is great for me. So I just like the services that they offer.
You ever taken your dog Cindy to the bank?
As a matter of fact, when I went to open my account, she was with me.
Ah!
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we have a horse come through one of these days. We got a lot of cowboys come in and out of here, too.
Above and Beyond Banking from the network of preferred community banks. Available locally at First National Bank of Central California, South Valley National Bank, and San Benito Bank.
The World Cancer Research Fund reports that one of the best ways to avoid cancer is to stay slim. The organization finds the link between body fat and cancer is closer than had been realized. The National Cancer Institute says research demonstrates no proof vitamin D helps prevent cancer. The landmark study, however, does indicate vitamin D lowers the fatality rate in cases of colon cancer. The world's largest maker of telecommunications equipment, Alcatel-Lucent, said lower revenues and profits have forced it to cut employee roles by 4,000 workers. Goodyear announced its quarterly profit more than tripled. TRW Automotive also announced higher quarterly profits on a net income of $23 million. The company benefited from increased sales of safety products such as vehicle airbags. Kraft Foods saw its quarterly profits drop 20%. Compared to this time last year, America's largest food and beverage company cited a jump in milk prices and its development in new products. The Consumer Product Safety Commission recalled a number of Halloween toys and costumes all made in China. That included fake vampire teeth and even the buckets used by kids to collect the candy. The Fed's 25 basis point rate cut spurred the bulls on today. At the close of Wall Street, the Dow was up 137.5. Oil is not slowing down. At the New York Mercantile Exchange, the price of a barrel went up to $94.53. There's more at QualityNewsNetwork.com.
from Chicago, the city with many names, it's the Cup of Joe Radio Show. 2 hours of truth and fury representing the fighting spirit of the American worker. And now, through the miracle of screaming audio, here's the guy your bosses hate, the Windy City's biggest windbag, your host, Joe Vecchio.
All right. Good evening, everybody. It's a wonderful night here in Chicago, a nice, nice, chilly Chicago fall evening, and it's good to have a little chill in the air, good to have a little briskness, a little chill to wake you up, to get you going, to get you moving. And that's what we need in this world, a little more waking up and get you moving. Hey, if I got to be up, you got to be up. That's my motto here on the Cup of Joe Radio Show. So, hi, everybody. How you doing? My name is Joe Vecchio. I am voice of the working man, thinking man. I am the voice of those who have been unvoiced by the anti-worker policies of the Bush administration and its corporate allies. Thank you, Peter Godbold, for a great musical tribute on Halloween. And happy Halloween, everybody. I'm not real big on Halloween, personally, but everybody have a good time and enjoy themselves. I know it's almost over. It's 11 o'clock in the East Coast, and you're going to bed. You're getting ready to go to bed. Not until my show is over, of course, but you're getting ready to go to bed there. Why am I speaking like this? I'm in Chicago. I ain't in the South anymore. I lived in the South for 12 years, and I got used to people talking that way. I can't do the Chicago accent. I tried, but I can't do the accent. I'm not as good at it. I can do a Brooklyn accent. You know, that's what I'm saying. But anyway, Halloween is... To be perfectly honest, it's not one of those holidays that's very big for me. Not since I was a little kid, anyway. When you're a little kid, all you can think of is candy. And, of course, there's always the, concern about, people putting rusty razor blades in apples and things like that. That really scared my parents. I remember that. And we used to really, we did the whole trick-or-treat thing. We would get up in our costumes, and we were in Brooklyn, so we would go up the stairs into different apartments, and we, it wasn't just door-to-door like in the suburbs. We would literally go into the apartments and climb up the three stairs, because there were mostly three-story tenements where I lived in Brooklyn. And people would give us candy and stuff, a lot of gruff faces. And I was a kid. I didn't know any better, 5, 6, 7 years old. What the hell, I wouldn't. And nowadays, people don't do that. They go to parties. I mean, they still do trick or treating. I see kids out there, but the parents are usually there with them if they're too young. We haven't had any trick or treaters tonight, which is just as well because I can't afford to buy any candy anyway. But it ceased to be a big deal for me since I was a little kid. But some adults really take it seriously. I was watching Roseanne today on one of the local channels, and they were doing all the Halloween Roseanne shows, and she's big on Halloween. She was on the show anyway. They would always have a big thing going on, which is really kind of nice when people go crazy like that. But I'm not really that big on it. But hey, what the hell, candy. What I like about Halloween is that the days after Halloween you can get candy really cheap. Halloween and Easter for me I look forward to, because then I can get candy really cheap afterwards, because all the stores are trying to get rid of it. Some of you know that, of course. Like, that the best time to buy Christmas wrapping paper and all that stuff is, like, right after Christmas, the week after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's. That's the best time to buy, because now they're all looking to unload it. Listen, let me do this before... this is not going on break, Bob. I'm just giving out these numbers. I don't plan on going on break for a little while. The numbers to call in, if you want to call in, this is not going on break. I'm just giving the numbers. 304-658-5453 if you want to talk to me. I've got a few things to talk about tonight, but as always, anybody's free to call in. The toll-free number is 1-877-443-2366. And, of course, if you want to join us in the Head On Radio Network chat room, you can do so by going to headonradionetwork.com and clicking on the live chat thing. Let's go to the phones. And our good friend Sarge, who I haven't spoken to in a long time, is on the phone talking to me. Hi, Sarge. How are you?
Doing fine, Joe. It's good to hear you again, my friend.
Good to hear you too. It's been a while. I know you're doing the Nova M thing excuse me, you're doing the NOVAM thing, and you're out in Arizona now, right?
That's right. I'm out here in Phoenix and do a radio show on the NOVAM radio network out of KPHX. And week from Sunday, I got our own beloved Bob Kincaid coming on talking about some mountain removal. So I'm pretty excited about that. He's always great, and I get a lot of response when he's on. So looking forward to that. And we're going to have you on sometime, too.
I definitely should do that. You know, Sundays are just kind of weird for me, but yeah, I definitely have to make time, you know. So,
I talked to you earlier about this. There's quite a weird thing that's going on. Cox Communications
is going on in the United States of America,
internet service
that never
provider,
happened.
And they got a weird setup here. Some areas you can get Cox, but you can't get Quest. In some areas you can get Quest, but you can't get Cox. They kind of have staked out their territories. Well, Monique has had a weird experience with him last night.
Who's Monique?
She's been investigating this company along with me called Axiom, A C X I O N. And since we started that research, her computer has gotten slower and slower. So she called Cox and asked them about why it would be slow and how to straighten it out. They told her she needed to reboot her modem. And then after she did that, they told her, hold on a few minutes, we're going to send you to a website. After a few minutes, they sent her to, now catch this, NSA.gov. Yes, the National Security Administration, the one that does all this fancy spying stuff for the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
And she did not ask exactly why they were sending her to that. So she called and told me she had gotten concerned. I called Cox, and they told me, I said, look, here's the thing. If they told her this as some kind of joke, it's not very funny, and it reflects poorly on the company. But if indeed it was no joke, then that's even more troublesome, because that means the government has stepped over the line again. And the guy said, no, it's not a joke. What actually happens is there are these cookies, and I believe he said called it, with tokens inside of them. And they're on several websites. So if you go to the NSA website, they clear those cookies off. Very strange indeed. And that's... sounds kind of weird, doesn't it? And now she was also saying that she was told that she would get a letter explaining it, and they also gave her a PIN number to get into the Cox again in the next few days.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sarge, listen. Let me say this about that, because I hear you, and Monique is she's in the chat room right now. I mentioned the chat room. I was discussing it with her, through the chat room earlier. And look, I don't want to say I disagree or I don't believe what I'm being told. It certainly wouldn't surprise me that the NSA was doing some of this stuff, because quite frankly, they got caught in Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11. The FBI got caught infiltrating a very small little coffee group that just wanted to talk about progressive politics and stuff. Some little local political activism, nothing major, but they were infiltrating them. So, well, you know, I certainly don't want to make any specific comment about that, because I'm not armed with any actual information. I'm not going to say that you know, I certainly agree that the NSA is quite capable of something like that.
Well, you know, also another thing that's going on out here, we have this sheriff Joe Arpaio, and he busted some editors of the newspaper out here, and they published some stuff that was public knowledge, and one of the things he had been trying to do was get the grand jury to force the IPs, the internet providers, to hand over places that their customers had traveled, because he wanted to know how many had visited the New Times website. And that created quite a stir over here, you know. I don't
know. Well, again, nothing about that is surprising, Sarge.
There's some weird stuff going on in this
country. Nothing
about
this is surprising, Sarge. Nothing about this is surprising. This is the way we've got a police state going on right now. And it's just like the whole FISA bill thing that people are talking about with the telecoms giving the names and information to the government to use to spy against us, which is illegal, even though the Bush administration told them it's okay, and now they want retroactive immunity for it. I mean, that's just the very same thing. So again, without even commenting on the specifics of what you're talking about, it doesn't even surprise me that they would be doing this stuff, you know, without even commenting on whether I think it's true or not.
That's why we all need to make our phone calls to our congressmen and senators and tell them we want this stopped, and if you don't stop it, we will replace you. Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter. This is not right.
Oh, well, of course it's not right, but then again, what has been right over the last 6 or so years, Arj? What's been right ever since the Republicans took over Congress in 94? None of it's been right. None of it's been right.
That's exactly right, and that's why we've got to keep putting pressure on our elected officials and inform the public as much as we can. That's why networks like Head On Radio Network and OVM and even Air America, to the extent they do it, need to be on the air, because like Bruce Springsteen, he's not even his new album has been banned by Clear Channel stations.
Yeah, I read about that.
They are not allowing him playing his album because it has war protests in it. So that's the state of affairs today, Joe.
Well, yeah, that's the whole the media conglomeration, the media, what's the word for it, when they all get together, where, you know, one big organization that owns, you know, thousands of radio stations across the country can simply decide, we don't like this speech, and, you know, we're going to ban it. And because they have a monopoly, not a total monopoly, but enough of a monopoly to prevent that, that really is censorship, because another radio station can't pick it up and say, you know, hey, we're going to play this. If they're not playing it, we're going to play this.
Well, Joe, I'm going to let you go. It's nice talking to you again, and it's looking forward to having you on my show sometime, and let's do this again.
Great. Take care. Thanks again for calling, Sarge. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Our good friend Sarge out in Phoenix, Arizona, who has a show on Sunday evenings on Nova M Radio. And, yeah, you know, look, and again, I don't want to get into specifics of what Sarge and Monique are talking about, because I really don't have enough information. I can't confirm it or verify it. And it's really not necessary to confirm it or verify it to the extent that you just know that some nasty stuff is going down. You know? I mean, let's face it. We have an illegal government. We have a government that does illegal things and doesn't really care that they're doing illegal things. They'll lie us into war. They'll steal from us. They'll just do anything just to get a few extra bucks and just a little bit more power. And it just doesn't surprise me. And I've heard a bunch of other people talking about how we're one more terrorist attack away from the next level. And, you know, and look at how sheepified we are. Look at what happened. I'm being told that Sarge's show is Sunday morning, not Sunday evening. My apologies. Look at what happened today. I just read about this today. Was it today or yesterday? The guy who was tased in Florida for asking pertinent questions. Okay, granted, he was a bit annoying, okay? Because I saw the video of that. For asking pertinent questions at a John Kerry thing, who was grabbed by the cops and tased. And, you know, I mentioned about this at the time. You know, there were hundreds of people in that auditorium. There couldn't have been more than five or six cops. Now, of course, you know, that's how cops operate these days. I've noticed that. Cops scare the hell out of me now. It didn't used to be that way. But they won't go after someone unless they have like five or six cops on one guy. They really believe in outnumbering them. Right. At any rate, they tased this guy. There was no reason to tase this guy. I mean, he was being annoying, but, you know, I guess just being annoying is against the law now. And this guy just recently just gave an apology. You know what? I listened to the apology, and I listened to what he read, and I listened to what he wrote, and it almost sounded to me like the type of apology or the type of thing somebody would say if they were captured by Islamic terrorists. You know, I'm very sorry I caused the disturbance, and I see now that my actions were very bad, and I regret it. Cops scare the crap out of me. I mean, this story, I mean, even if I don't, you know, whether I believe this story is true that Sarge just said, or whether the NSA is really delving that deep, excuse me, is not relevant. It's not relevant. We know what's going on in this country. And the specifics of it, while they're important to a certain extent, you know, nothing surprises me. I mean, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if there's somebody listening to this show right now is small of an audience as I have, or however big or small an audience I have, or the fact that I'm just on, you know, I'm just one guy on a radio show, and is about as influential as you know, as one of the squirrels that live in the trees outside of the thing. But they consider me a threat, I guess. And if they're considering me a threat, then I'd say, you know, I'd say they're pretty paranoid, because I'm not really a threat. I'm not really a threat. I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to speak a little truth to power in the best way that I can. And I've said this time and time again, and I'll repeat it because it bears repeating, and because the more I repeat it, the more people hear it, and the more people understand it. What the Republican Party is doing, George Bush, the Bush administration, the leadership of the Republican Party, their financial backers, all of the politics that they're doing, everything they're doing is basically pure power play politics. Everything they're focused on is getting more power, getting more money. Very ambitious, very conniving, willing to do anything, willing to break any law, willing to kill anybody. You know, just ask the people of Iraq that, right? To get power. And the problem, the biggest problem is, because all politicians are ambitious to a certain extent, and they all pull smarmy stuff to a certain extent, but when you're talking about pure power politics like this, the problem with the Republicans is that they don't know what to do with the power once they have it, except to try to get more of it. I mean, that's the key right there. Now, when the Democrats were in power those 30 years, you know, those 60 years, I should say, since from the New Deal, basically, from the New Deal to like 94, when they controlled pretty much all the Congress for all that time, they pulled some nasty stuff. I'm not going to deny that. And the New Deal coalition fell apart with Lyndon Johnson signing the Civil Rights Act. You know, the Democratic leadership at the time decided that the right of a black man to vote was more important than their political power. And Lyndon Johnson understood it when he signed the bill. He said, well, we just gave the South to the Republicans for a while, which is what's basically happened, as Paul Krugman has been pointing out in some of his blog posts. But the thing is, All this stuff going on lately is not a surprise. We've been working up to that. And you don't have to necessarily believe what Sarge just told me. You don't have to believe what Monique just told me, talking to me recently and there in the chat room. You don't have to believe that specific thing to know that there's some nasty stuff going on. And Sarge says, call your congressman and all that, and that's fine, you know, all well and good. Me, I got my baseball bat handy. Okay? And because I don't know what else to do. I just don't know what to do anymore. I do know we should take a little break here so I can catch my breath a little bit. If you want to call in, if you've got some other stuff to talk about, you can give me a call at 304-658-5453. Or 877-443-2366, the toll-free number, if you want to give a call, the toll-free number. We'll be back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Radio Network.
This is the Head On Radio Network, the Horn.
We know you want to save big on your phone bill, and we know how you can.
That's right. We do.
We're saving more than 50% on our home phone bill since we switched to CityNet's digital phone plan.
Really? Over 50%?
CityNet's digital phone plan is only $24.95 a month.
Only $24.95?
You get unlimited local and long-distance calling.
Just $24.95?
And with CityNet's digital phone plan, you keep your current number. All you need is a high-speed internet connection. Get details at citynet.net.
$24.95.
And, oh, this is cool. With CityNet's digital plan, I can use my home phone anywhere anywhere in the world with high-speed internet. No extra cost.
There's 20, and there's 4, and there's 95.
Did I mention CityNet is a West Virginia-owned company?
Did I mention $24.95?
Save at least 50% on your residential phone. Get unlimited local and long distance and keep your same number, all for just $24.95 a month. Visit CityNet.net today for more details. Some exclusions and restrictions may apply.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive magazine, with my progressive point of view, which you can also grab off our website over at progressive.org. And now a word or two in defense of the free speech rights of the Reverend Fred Phelps, that crazy right-wing homophobe from Kansas. I met him once. He was here in Madison, Wisconsin, with his God Hates Gays sign, though he used an uglier word than gays. He was picketing across the street from a church that was too liberal for his medieval tastes, and he had his usual hideous picket signs and crazed look, as did his small flock. Now he's taken his theological horror show on the road, picketing of all things funerals of U.S. soldiers. His followers, including his kids, hold up signs that say, "Thank God for dead soldiers." Seems the right reverend believes that God's punishing the men and women in uniform because America is too permissive on homosexuality. The guy really knows how to make friends and influence people. But now he's being sued by the father of Lance Corporal Matthew Snyder, whose funeral Phelps picketed back in March 2006. I hope Phelps wins this one. I really do. As loathsome as his views are, as obnoxious and rude is his tactic to picket funerals, he still has the right to free expression. The First Amendment doesn't prohibit loathsome or obnoxious or rude speech. It's supposed to defend it, and so are we. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's how I see it.
Here's the guy changing the way you hear music, Billy Shears.
Tune in to Night Sounds every Saturday night, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. You'll hear the latest in new music releases, special segments like One Hit Wonders, Under the Covers, and Night Sounds dedications with the sassy and classy Erica Richards. For requests and dedications, direct your email to nightsounds@billyshearsmusic.com. So tune in and stop by the chat room this Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Head On Radio Network, The Horn.
Hey, thanks for lending an ear.
You're listening to the Head On Radio Network.
Happy sad moon rising. Happy sad moon. I don't know all the words. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Bad moon rising. Man. I don't care much for the music these days, for the most part. I like that music that came from my era, 70s, 60s, early 70s. At any rate, do continue on. Actually, well, let's just do the intros again. My name is Joe Vecchio. I am the voice of the working man's thinking man. I am the voice of those who have been unvoiced by the anti-worker and anti-American policies of the Bush administration and its corporate allies. Bob Kincaid is suggesting we do a weekend cup of karaoke show with me. No, thank you. I'll do it. I may sing just a little bit here, but you know, perfectly honest. When I sing, the people call up and asking if somebody's being waterboarded or something. That's how bad I am. You'll have to excuse me, Mark. Sounds like someone's torturing a cat in the other room. Oh, is that Joe again? Well. When it was Kathy and I together, we really raised some hackles. So we had cats throwing shoes at us, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying here? Do you see what I'm talking about? Hang on a second. Let me get another drink here. The old throat is drying up. Again, let me say hi to all my friends in the Head On Radio Network chat room. Give a plug to that. Anybody who wants to come in there can come in there. Just go to headonradionetwork.com. Click on the live chat. We have some of the smartest people on the internets in our chat room, including myself, of course. Our good friend Billy Shears, who does his thing Saturday evenings on the Head On Network. Billy Shears is great, got a wonderful radio voice, and plays some of the music that I like, basically. Good friend Bob Kincaid and my boss, head of the Head On Network. Cobwebs is there, ELO, Frozen Soul, Latter J, Monique, On the Road, Ralphs, Randy D, Richard, and Vince N. Everybody's hanging out at the chat room, and that's where we all are. I was reading through Digby, and if you want to talk about Halloween horror stories, let's talk about the Halloween horror story that is everyday life for most people, and how the Republicans deal with you know, when things get worse and worse for working people. My economic situation is always is very bad, and I've talked about this before. I don't make any money doing this radio show. I do it because I think it's important. If that situation changes in the future, it changes. But that's, you know, that's not something I'm out for. But my point is that I'm living paycheck to paycheck and worse, like so many other people in this country. And what the right wing likes to do, and what they're very effective at, because, you know, there are certain social imperatives built into us being social animals, is that they like to point the finger at somebody else to blame for your problems. A lot of poor white people, for example, were tricked into supporting the Confederacy, the elitist Confederacy, the elitist leaders of the Confederacy, because they say, well, you know, if we're free of them slaves, then the slaves are going to take all your jobs. And a lot of the poor white folk, you know, believed it and fell for it and went out and fought and died for the Confederate cause, if you can call it that. And nowadays, you know, they'll just find somebody to blame. Well, you know, it's these immigrants, it's those immigrants. These days it's mostly the Mexicans or the Vietnamese or whatever, you know. Always trying to find someone to blame it. And I'll just repeat again, and I do a lot of repeating on the show because a lot of stuff bears repeating. But the Mexicans are not your problem as working people. The Mexicans are not your problem. The Mexicans are doing like everybody else is doing. The Mexicans are looking to support themselves and their families. You can complain, you can bitch about them being, you know, ill-educated, you know, uneducated, and you know, foul-looking, whatever BS reasons you have for disliking Mexican-Americans, even if they're, you know, here under suspicious circumstances. I really don't care. As far as I'm concerned, let everybody in, okay? Being the grandson of immigrants, being a second-generation American, I have no problems with people coming here to work. Let them all in. That's my attitude. Is it unrealistic? Yeah, probably. But you know what? I don't give a damn. I'm not making policy. So I can feel free to come up with as stupid policy as I want because I don't have any power to make it. But the Mexicans aren't making the policy. They're not the ones to blame. The Mexicans are reacting to policies that are being made by the real people who are ripping you off, which is the Bush administration, the Republican leadership, and their corporate allies. They're there to steal every cent that you've got, basically, and put you in a situation where you work for the rest of your life to support them and their lifestyle. Unlike liberal New Dealism, which is where you work very hard so that you can save up money and you can earn enough money to have the American dream, to have your fair share of it. American workers are some of the hardest working and most productive workers in the world, but we reap the least benefits of any industrial nation simply because we allow ourselves to be fooled and suckered by these big corporations. If you want a Halloween horror story, ladies and gentlemen, that's life in America right now. When you take your kids to the emergency room when they get sick because you don't have any kind of health insurance because you simply can't afford it. I was reading an article from Avedon Carroll's Sideshow about how a lot of British, when they want to adopt babies, they go to America because a lot of American babies are born to parents who simply can't afford to raise them. And a lot of times they're born because the states that they live in do everything they can to prevent them from having an abortion. Okay, and then I heard a new video from Max Blumenthal was great, where Mitt Romney talked about, well, you know, the reason why we're importing workers is because we've aborted 1 million children in the last 30 years. You know something? Screw you, Mitt. Man, what an idiot. And those states that are most family values, the southern states, And you know, God love them. Bob Kincaid is from the South. Agnes Kincaid, they're from the South. I'm not bragging on all. Was that Huckabee? I thought it was Romney. No, it was Romney. I'm pretty sure it was. I'll have to double check. Doesn't matter. They're all of the same cloth. They're all of the same cloth. They're all schmucks. They're all trying to suck up to the bigot racist vote. But the point is, they're busy blaming the wrong. They're busy pointing the wrong people for you to blame for your lot in life. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Our good friend Richard from California is on the line. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Hey, Joe. You've been talking to yourself too much.
I always talk to myself.
I'm here to save you.
Okay. Well, you know, it's okay for me to talk to myself because the truth of the matter is I never listen to me anyway, so I figure I can say whatever.
However, I can't hear you at all. I know you just said something.
Uh-oh. You need to turn
up
your volume.
Hey, Bob, can you raise Joe on my phone?
I can't raise it here because then I'll distort. You'll have to raise your input on your end there, Richard.
Let me see. Let me give that a try. Hold on. I'm up all the way.
Okay, well, I'm talking. And everybody else is hearing me loud and clear, so.
Huh?
Everybody else is hearing me loud and clear, so.
Bob, are you able to raise Joe on my telephone? Give me some more gain.
Bob said he's got you jacked up as far as you can go.
No, I don't mean me. I mean, I can't hear you.
He's got your input, what you're listening to.
Oh boy, okay, it's a problem. Anyway, you asked me on the chat room if I was listening to you off White Rose, and the answer is yes.
Okay.
I do most of my horn listening on MP3s off White Rose.
Well, they're
a great site for that. Whole bunch of programs at once, and then I transfer them to an MP3 player. So this way I can hear you, Bob, you know, or Dr. Bill when on those few moments when he's actually on. And I can, one advantage of listening that way is I can hear the entire show. And if I miss something, I can backspace over it, you know, rewind. And,
sure. Well, that's why we all love the White Rose Society there, Richard, because they do all that, not just for my show, but for every show here on the Head On Network. And they're having a fundraiser right now, I believe. So if somebody wants to get on there and contribute some money to them, please do, because they're a very worthy cause. The White Rose Society is one of the best sites on the Internet.
Ah. See, you know, the funny thing about your sound to me is that you were just sort of fading in and out, in and out, in and out. Not usually a problem with this telephone system. Anyway, that's feedback. The funny thing is the way I discovered Head On was through White Rose. There was a long time ago, well, not too long, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, an incredible thing happened on the Pacifica Network. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I'm very familiar with the Pacifica Network, yeah.
Yeah.
They'll never have me on, I know that.
What's that?
They'll never have me on, I know that, but I'm very familiar with them.
Well, you know, in a way they could. I mean, Pacifica is pretty radical a lot of the time. But there were some people who, sort of a cabal that tried to hijack the whole Pacifica Network.
I remember that. It was a couple of years ago.
Yeah. It was extremely nasty, and I won't get into the details right now, but there was a site that was carrying alternative information about that called White Rose. And I had it bookmarked on my PC. And I was just reviewing my bookmarks. It must have been a year ago, and there was White Rose, and I clicked on it, and there were all these horn shows. So that's how I found you guys.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Yeah. And you were talking. I was just washing some dishes and listening to you from a week ago, and you were talking about the holes in your air mattress.
Yeah, and I did another search for that. I patched up one hole, but there's another one in there somewhere, so I've been doing a search for it. They tell me to use soapy water on it, but I'm kind of reluctant to go that far at this point, but I don't know what else to do.
So you mean the solution is to do it like a tire shop?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's way too big, you know. But I did take Bob and Agnes and Kincaid's advice, and I got some bicycle pump, bicycle tire patches,
yeah,
which are much, much sturdier than the piece of crap patches that came with. Of course, it's a $25 air mattress, okay? Let's be clear about that. So it's not exactly what you'd call high-technology stuff.
Yeah.
So, but you know what remarkable to me is that it's very comfortable. I mean, once you get it filled up properly, you know, it's really very comfortable. I was quite shocked and happy. And if I can get the problems with the holes taken care of, then I'll be all right.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting point that you make, because the air mattress adjusts to your body shape and provides equal pressure. So it's sort of like having one of these, you know, fancy $1,000 Swiss Swedish mattresses. You know, adjusting to your body, or an air, or a waterbed, it's the same sort of thing.
The difference is with a mattress like that, you don't have to worry about having a cat in your house. I have a cat here, and you can't. But the cat will get on.
Joe,
there.
My headset phone plug just fell out. Let me put that.
Oh my God! All right. Well, I'll continue talking while you get your headset there settled in. But yeah, we have a cat here, and
I'm back.
The cat. Okay, I was saying we have a cat here, and the cat likes to get up on the bed, of course, and sleep on the bed. And you know how cats will grind their claws.
Yeah.
She grinds her claws into the mattress, so
yeah,
or into the blanket on top. So I try to make sure there's some layer of something in between it. So, but yeah, you know, but talk about, you know, scary situations when you don't have $25 to get another air mattress because this one's got a hole in it. Granted, I've got some good use out of this. I've had it for a few.
Well, that's
now.
The position I'm in right now.
But you want to join the club?
You know, like you, I've been looking for work for a long time, and it's hard for me to do it. And I interview very well. I enjoy job interviews because I'm a performer by training. I'm a musician, and I've worked in radio a little bit. And so, to me, a job interview is a performance. But a job interview is still tricky.
Oh, sure.
And
I had one at for Bose the other day.
What's that?
I had one for Bose the other day.
I'm sorry, I have such a hard time making you out.
I had an interview for Bose, the speaker.
BOSE, the loudspeaker company?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, really? In what city?
Well, here in Chicago, of course. In fact, it's inside the Marshall Field, very historic building here in Chicago.
So Bose is located back in Massachusetts. So what are they doing in Chicago?
Well, this isn't a manufacturing plant. This is a sales office. I mean, they're selling Bose stereos and speakers.
Yeah.
And it's just a temporary job. They need somebody to run the cashier during the holidays so that the salespeople are free to the salespeople. Let them deal with that.
So you mean they have like a retail store?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. No, I didn't know they had them.
Neither did I until I went in this interview.
Hmm.
Listen, Richard, I hate to cut you off, but we got to take our last break here. So let me let you go, and I'll have you come on again maybe tomorrow night. Okay.
Okay, have a good, happy Halloween.
Thank you. You too, and thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, our good friend Richard from California. I hate to cut people off, but we got one more break here to go through before I got to close up shop. So let's go ahead and go to break there, Bob. Let's go ahead and hit the break. Let's hit the music going, and we're going to go on a break, and we're going to sell some stuff. We'll be back with more. The Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Radio Network.
You're listening to the Head On Radio Network.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Huh?
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. AFSCME's Gerald McEntee says his union is endorsing Hillary Clinton for president, and the union is in it to win it.
We're going to win this election with a big enough margin that even George Bush's Supreme Court can't take our victory away.
Clinton donned boxing gloves from AFSCME at the endorsement announcement.
When it comes to fighting for America's working families, I'll go 10 rounds with anybody.
Jack Rasmus, author of The War at Home, the Bush Corporate Offensive Against American Workers and Their Unions, says that the health care trust funds accepted by the UAW and the auto industry represent a massive income shift from workers to corporations that undermines collective bargaining. And he says the idea is already spreading to other big companies.
The post-war healthcare financing delivery system is coming to an end. It's coming to an end rapidly. Companies like Verizon, AT&T, they're all looking at how they can do this.
Rasmus, who has a degree in economics and a PhD in political economy, says the auto industry healthcare funds, known as VIBAs, are severely underfunded, and new accounting rules requiring full funding of such plans are just around the corner.
Of course, the auto companies know that, and they're jumping ship just in time and letting the union and the workers hold the bag. They're dismantling the collective bargaining agreements and process itself, and union leadership, unfortunately, all too often cooperating even more closely with companies on the dismantling. And I call that the drift towards corporate unionism rather than just concessionary unionism.
After 36 years, management at Kroger grocery stores could be bagging groceries once again. Jesse Russell reports.
The 11,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1099 are prepared to walk off the job at midnight on Friday if there is no new movement in contract talks. The union represents workers at Kroger grocery stores in Greater Cincinnati, Dayton, Ohio, and Northern Kentucky, and they're at a stalemate with the company over health care, wages, and pensions. The union is standing strong on a demand for a fully funded pension plan, one of the bigger issues holding up contract negotiations. On Tuesday, more than 1,000 UFCW members stood on Fountain Square in Cincinnati and then marched on Kroger's headquarters. If the workers do walk off the job, the company has said it plans to bring in replacement workers. Kroger has also issued union-busting pamphlets to workers, telling them to leave the union if the UFCW calls for a walkout. If they do, the company says they would keep the same wages and seniority. The last time workers in the region struck at Kroger was in 1971. Here's today's economic report. The assumption is that all U.S. veterans qualify for free health care, but a new study shows that about 1.8 million veterans lack health coverage. The study additionally finds that many veterans that do have coverage can barely afford co-payments and do not have access to VA facilities in their communities. According to the New York Times, the uninsured veterans reflect the other 45 million uninsured Americans, too poor to afford private coverage and not poor enough to qualify for Medicaid or VA care.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You're listening to the Head On Radio Network.
Oh, yeah. That's Tom Petty, I believe. Another one of my various karaoke things. Bob's pulling out the front of the gamut tonight. He's got some music that I have a lot of bumps, and you know, we try to stick to the same three or four open. Great Wide Open, yes, that's the one. Thank you, ELO, for remembering that for me. You know, I haven't played. I only play a very small fraction of the all of the karaoke stuff. Richard, who was having some audio problems on his end, is in the chat room, and he's telling me that a week ago on my show I was talking about how everybody in Chicago all gets along with each other. Well, for the most part. We fear the cops just like everybody else around here. Chicago has a long history of interesting problems with the police. People still remember 1968. And, of course, we do have a Mayor Daley. So Mayor Daley, Richard M. Daley, who is the son, I believe, of the former mayor, who was the mayor who was mayor back in 68, who was and the current Richard Daley has been in office longer than any mayor in Chicago history, I believe. And but at any rate, I live in a neighborhood here off of Devon Avenue, which is mostly Indians and Pakistanis, Hindus, that sort of thing, Hindus and Muslims. And I was watching, I mentioned Max Blumenthal's video, and there was one of the other right-wing politicians was talking about there are too many mosques in America. You know, we have several. There's a mosque not 100 yards from where I live. There's a mosque. And you know what? Everybody's cool. Everybody gets along. Are they a little loud? Are they a little noisy? Well, yeah, but no more than my ancestors, my Italian ancestors, when they came to this country. A lot of kids, a lot of street traffic, a lot of little shops selling stuff. It's a lovely, wonderful neighborhood. A little dirty, perhaps, but you know, that's the way it is when you have an active living neighborhood. You know, I talked to my roommate and I talked to other people about the different types of neighborhoods that we have, and I always say that I can't stand the yuppie neighborhoods more than anything else. You know, there are people who can't stand they don't want to go where the colored people are. And you know, my big thing, of course, is I despise rednecks. But even more than rednecks, and even more than anybody else, I don't like the yuppies. I don't like the people with a sense of entitlement who have absolutely no conception of what it's like to not have enough money to get something to eat, and you know, and who just simply believe that they're morally superior. Kind of like, you know, not necessarily Christians, because Christians aren't necessarily yuppies. Yuppies, you know, can go either way. Yuppies are of any religion. But it is kind of like, you know, like the Colorado Rockies baseball team, or the general manager who believes that God was personally taking a hand in victories for his team, which is a bunch of bull. I like real people. That's why one of the reasons why I like my roommate is because he's a real regular guy. I mean, you know, there's nothing phony about him. And what I dislike about yuppies mostly is that sense of phoniness. That's what I disliked about a lot of Southerners, too. Just that sense of phoniness. I hate that. We got a guy who comes into where I work pretty much every day. He's looking to sell some cameras or some iPods, and man, he's just always trying to. You know, he's got some scam or other going on, and it's like, I really don't like him being in the store, to be perfectly honest. I've got a... Let me talk about this for a minute, because there is a ray of hope for me now with this little shop. It's a small shop inside the Merchandise Mart, which is a very famous historic building in this country. It actually has, I believe, more commercial floor space than pretty much any building in the world. Maybe the Sears Tower or some of the really tall skyscrapers in it, but it's like a 23-story building that takes up like four city blocks. It's like a city block wide and four city blocks long. It is huge. And it was originally a warehouse storage facility for Mr. Marshall Field for his great department stores that were here in Chicago. And but it's a small one-hour photo lab, and one-hour photo labs are actually going out of business, and you can see why, because so many places are doing them, first of all. I mean, you know, CVS does them, Walgreens does it, Target does it, you know. And they do okay, that, you know, for that what they do. But it is a business that, you know, unless you're attached to a really big corporation like that and you just do it as a service to get other people in the store and don't mind taking a bit of a loss, you know, that's fine. But if you're trying to make your sole living off it, you're really not going to work that way. And my boss, a very nice Iranian gentleman named Zavin, He said he's talked to other people who've been in the business for a long time, and Zobin's been in this business for like 40, 50 years. And he says that things are very, very tough right now. And they are, but they are if they're certainly worse. I want to say that they're certainly worse if you're not changing with the times. And that by that I mean we need to get into more digital technology. Now, Zobin is a lovely, wonderful guy, and he's getting ready to retire. And he's said to me that he wants me to take over the shop when he does, and that will be a real opportunity for me to really build something strong there, because I know this business fairly well. I actually I had my first job running a photo lab in a Kroger supermarket in Atlanta, in Alpharetta, actually. I love the job, and I still love this job, and that's really very important, to enjoy what you do. I mean, I like getting up and going to work every day. I don't dread it. I don't think, what am I going to face today? You know. But I think if we change the emphasis of the business to deal with more professional stuff, I think we can start making a profit. Mostly if we gear our business towards the people inside the merchandise mart. So, but you know, we modernize, we do more digital stuff, you know, make CDs, just print the negatives and print stuff on CDs and print pictures from digital cameras, which we already can do. We just can't currently, with the equipment we have, we can't print from negatives digitally. We don't have a scanner for negatives. So the little things like that. But I'm very excited about this opportunity, and I hope it leads to something a little bit more steady and permanent that I can count on, and more importantly, that I can enjoy. Like I said, that I can look forward to going to work every day. The one-hour lab that I ran that I was a manager for in the Kroger was the best job I ever had, and it was great being the manager for a change. And I got to really take control, because one of the things that's most frustrating for me when I'm working at a place like when I was working for DTI was seeing something that desperately needs to be changed to make the workplace better, to make the company more profitable, but getting foiled in trying to do anything because people are more interested in the little politics of what's going on. They don't want to do this because they're just happy with the way things are. Hey, that's an end for the show for this Halloween. Man, I didn't realize the time had gone by so fast. I want to thank Richard and Sarge for calling in today. It's always good to hear from people. The Cup of Joe Radio Show has been produced by the Head On Radio Network. My good friend and boss, Bob Kincaid, running the show from the studios in lovely, wonderful West Virginia, if you discount some of the nastier elements of some of the population. The Cup of Joe Radio Show has been sponsored by UnreportedNews.net, UnreportedNews.net, your source for real news. If you missed the show, or if you're like Richard and you want to listen to the whole thing, go to the White Rose Society, WhiteRoseSociety.org. That's the end of live programming for today. Tomorrow, get up. Come out, fight. Bye.
Don't put anything on. I'll chug a jug of George. I'll sip a mug of Doug with the creamer of steam. How many more does that leave? Give me a pot of Scotch. Heat up a pan of Stan. Throw in a handful of pink. That'll do. Every trick to the carafe of mash upon a tray of.
This is the Head On Radio Network, The Horn.
This is the Quality News Network. The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote Tuesday on President Bush's nominee for Attorney General Michael Mukasey, who has submitted nearly 200 pages of elaboration on his positions. However, Mukasey has reportedly not given a definitive answer on whether the controversial technique known as waterboarding is torture. Many Democrats have said it is illegal, and they will not vote for him unless he categorically answers the question. The Democratic candidates running for president in 2008 took part in a televised debate last night in Philadelphia. Senator Barack Obama and former Senator John Edwards took on frontrunner Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. They challenged her candor and consistency. President Bush is trying to take the offensive against Congress in health care policy and other budget issues. He accused Democrats of supporting federalized health care instead of a free market approach that he favors. In Spain, seven of the 28 people on trial for the 2004 Madrid train bombings were let off entirely, including one suspect who had allegedly bragged that he was the mastermind behind the blasts. However, 21 people were convicted on at least some of the charges. A 25-year-old man pleaded guilty today in connection with an alleged plot to attack soldiers at Fort Dix. He faces up to 5 years in federal prison. The five other men arrested in the case face more serious charges. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Defense Secretary Robert Gates announced that all State Department convoys in Iraq will now be under U.S. military control. This is the latest step following the recent shooting incident that killed 17 Iraqis involved the private security company Blackwater, which protects American diplomats in Iraq. A boy younger than the age of 13 playing with matches has admitted to accidentally starting one of the recent devastating Southern California wildfires. The blaze destroyed 21 homes in